Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer, and I'm here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm going to give you Eric's telephone number today. You can jot this down because you can call him or even text him with questions that you might have or set up that complimentary session with Eric for your blueprint to worryless wealth. The telephone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. On our show today, we're going to be spending some time identifying some of the most common financial vehicles that are out there. Eric, you're going to be explaining the mechanics of those products and their benefits and advantages. So I'm also excited that we're going to talk about really what to look for when we're selecting one of these vehicles. So I'm anxious to get started.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people, when they're looking at the world of insurance and investments, it's, you know, either time consuming, lots of times boring. It could be just really confusing. And let's, you know, really we need to face it. If you feel confused, you really aren't confident in your choices. So you kind of don't want to do stuff and you want to put it off. And so it makes it tougher for people to really spend time to do it, looking at all these options out there. So really what you got to do is, you know, you really need to educate yourself a little bit. You need to make sure you at least know some of the basic complexities of some of these products. And really it's best to try to get some information from different advisors or different, you know, places that you can read online or programs or, you know, and such. And, you know, with all the different stuff, especially with your stuff at work, like your 401k, you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to know about. And so that's what makes it really tough.
So because there are so many investment choices out there, how do I even get started in deciding on which choices are going to be best for my own personal situation?
Yeah, well, really what you have to do is kind of start with the question of what do you really want your assets to do for you? I mean, there it's obviously depends on what timeline you're in. And, you know, there's a couple of basic things. They'll either make your money grow, you know, they'll give you income, or they'll give you safety. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about growth, liquidity, and safety as being kind of the three things that all tools give you, but you only get two of those in each tool. So, you know, one of the things that you can think about is like a savings account, checking account. Those give you liquidity and safety, but they don't give you any growth. Then you can talk about mutual funds or stocks. They give you, you know, growth and liquidity, no safety when things go bad. So, you know, there's different types of tools, different things that, you know, you want to look at. And it's really depending on what you're trying to get and what's the goal for that money. I mean, that's really probably the biggest things. And, you know, a lot of times when we're sitting down with people, that's what they don't really understand, is they don't know what are they trying to do with this account or what are they trying to do with that account. And, you know, so that's what happens when people come into our office. We really sit down first and foremost, get that income plan built. We look at the investment plan secondly, not first, because we want to make sure we know how we can get income down the road. Then the investments and taxes, look at healthcare legacy. And that's what we call the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's something that we can do for you and your family if you'd like us to take some time. And if you really want to learn a lot more, you know, that's when you give us a call and we do this no cost, no obligation. It's just get you that information and then it's up to you to decide. So our phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Well, Eric, once we have established our goals for our money, then what do we do next?
Well, really, then what we need to do is figure out, you know, what types of tools, what types of options are there out there? You know, how do you actually put this plan into action? And, you know, and so that's where, of course, you know, somebody like myself can come in and help, or, you know, you can just kind of be doing it on your own. So it's really, like I said before, you get two out of three things in terms of at least safety, liquidity, and growth. So preservation and you know, is kind of another word for safety. In terms of income, that's kind of more of a result of which tools you're picking. So really when you're looking at safety, you know, safety, liquidity, or growth, or you can say preservation, liquidity, and growth, really that what we're looking for there is, you know, you get two of those three things and you have to pick which is your primary two that you want.
All right, we're talking about how a person makes investment choices, and right now we're explaining some of the most common investment options available. Eric, what else do we need to know about this one?
Well, you know, two of the most common options, of course, are stocks or bonds. So, you know, that's another fancy word is equity and debt. So anytime you hear about, you know, people talking about equities, it's just a fancy way to say stocks. And debt securities is another way to really say bonds. So, you know, one of the big two, the difference between the two is what are you actually doing with that? When you're buying a stock or equity, you're actually buying ownership. So that's why they use the term equity, because you're actually owning something. And then the reason why they say debt for bonds is because that's when somebody owes. So you're either lending money. If you're buying a bond, you're actually lending money to somebody else. Or if you're buying a stock, you're actually, you know, investing in ownership. So most people invest in stocks for really the growth reason. Yeah, so that's the main one. Obviously, it's also very liquid, so you can get your money back anytime. A lot of stocks do pay some dividends, so they could get some income out of that, but not all of them. So you have to, you know, pay attention to that part. But of course, there's any risk. There's always risk when you're buying any sort of stock, and you know, bonds are going to be a little bit less risky, but they also too have that same risk.
Right. What would you say an investor should look for or consider before they do buy a stock or a bond, Eric?
Well, I mean, the thing I always tell all my clients is, first of all, what are you buying? That's the first question you got to ask. And, you know, do you even know what it is? And so, you know, do you know what, you know, why I'm buying a bond? You know, you need to know at least what a bond is and what it does, right? And so then the second is why that particular one compared to all the other ones out there. So if it's a stock, why that one company? You know, is it something you like to use their products, or is it somebody you think is going to be outperforming everybody? I mean, why that particular one? You know, what makes that one company, you know, so spectacular, better? So then how long are you going to hold it is another big critical one. So, you know, what's the goal, the time frame for that? And then really, really super important. I mean, this is the one that I think, you know, trips more people up than anything is by far, is the fact that they don't say when they're going to get out. Not only under a good scenario, but also obviously under a bad scenario, right? So, you know, if you buy some stock, I mean, I couldn't even count how many people have heard say this, like, oh yeah, well, once that comes back up, you know, then I'll sell it. I don't want to sell this one stock because, yeah, that one's down a lot. So I'm going to wait till it comes back up. You can wait for 10 years. I mean, so what's the point of waiting if it never, ever comes back up? I mean, it's really what they call sunk costs. It's something that you already lost. You just emotionally don't feel like you've lost it. So you don't want to lose it until you actually sell it. But no, it's already gone. The key to all this, of course, knowing when to get in and out or having at least some sort of goal, all goes back to having a plan, right? So you got to have that plan in place. Why are you doing this? What's the goal for the money? So that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we really sit down and we create that worry less wealth blueprint. This is a blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about having fun, enjoying life. And so it starts off first with that plan, that income plan, written income plan that shows you're never going to run out of money for the rest of your life. Then we move on to the how to invest for that plan. Then we get into taxes, look at healthcare, legacy, and all those 5 points are the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we'd like to do for you and your family. So, you know, if you want to take the time, really get something going this year, I mean, it's time to do it. Take some action. All you have to do is, there's no cost, no obligation. You just need to be one of the first 10 callers and have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Again, set up that complimentary session with Eric for your blueprint to worryless wealth, 408-297-9800. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
You're invited to an exclusive lunch event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the biggest change to the U.S. tax code is in the past 35 years. This change and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary lunch presentation in downtown San Jose. Call now to join Wealth Creator Radio host Eric Heckman as he shows you critical adjustments you need to make to help protect your life savings and retirement investments. Create a tax-efficient, tax-absent, or tax-free income now. 408-297-9800. So join us for this complimentary lunch presentation on Thursday, January 18th at 12 noon in downtown San Jose. Reservations are required. Seating is limited, so call now 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, we're talking about how to choose the right investments for you. And because there are so many investment choices, we need to make sure that we pick the right ones. So, Eric, what other investment options do we need to be talking about here?
So the next one in terms of, we were talking about in general stocks and bonds, but, it's more specifically mutual funds and exchange-traded funds or ETFs. So a mutual fund, the difference between the two is a mutual fund always has a manager. So there's somebody who's sitting there saying, okay, here's what we're going to buy. Here's what we're going to be investing in. And so all mutual funds have some sort of perspectives that says, here's our goal. So it could be all stocks. It could be all small company stocks. It could be something like only healthcare stocks that are so big in size. I mean, there's mutual funds for pretty much everything out there. And the drawback to mutual funds is you can only buy and sell them in essence at the end of the day. So they value everything that happened that day, and then that's the price you get at the close of the market. So you can't get in and out of them very quickly, but they're easy to buy. There's usually not many transaction fees or if any with those. So you can buy them, partial shares and all that type of stuff. And so that's what all 401ks have in them, 403bs, all the retirement plans are, funded with mutual funds. Exchange traded funds are really more of a basket of stocks that stay steady. And so what those do is those trade more like a stock. So the big benefit of a exchange traded fund is you can get in and out anytime. So if there's like really bad news happening, you can sell that moment. If with a mutual fund, you won't sell till the close of market and all the bad stuff's already happened. The drawback with exchange traded funds is lots of times since they do trade like a stock, depending on where you're trading and depending on which ones and stuff like that, there's often fees for trading and buying and selling those. So there may be some costs. The next one would be buying bonds. So you can buy the actual bonds. The trouble with actual bonds is most bond funds actual bonds are 20 years, 30 year bonds, 10 year bonds. So there's going to be a long time you're going to have to actually hold these. So bonds are pretty much guaranteed to be worth a value only at 2 points when they first get issued and when they mature. In between that time period, they can go up and down with all the markets. So, think of it this way. If you buy a 10-year treasury say it's paying 2.5%, well, that 10-year treasury at 2.5% may not be such a great deal in 3 years because the new ones may be 3.5%, 4%, or 5%, something like that. If you want to get out of that guaranteed government bond to sell it, you're going to take a loss. You're not going to get your full money back because people can go out and buy higher yielding bonds. So they're going to lower your value to match that yield. So you have two choices at that point. Stick with it and earn hardly any interest for the rest of that time period, or take a loss and get more interest. So that's the tough thing about buying individual bonds. If you're buying bond funds, that means some manager's doing that same analysis. They're buying and selling bonds in there. So you don't really have much control over what they're buying and selling. So it's a little tougher to know, what is that maturity? What is that timeline that they have in there? How often are they selling those? If right now, with today's low interest rates, if those bonds are very long-term bonds, the longer the bond, the more they're going to get beat up when rates go up. So if you think about it, if you got a bond that won't change rates for 20 years versus one that changes in 5, a little bit of change of interest rate for the 5-year one's not a big deal because it's not that far away. 20 years, that's a long time away. And so that's going to get dropped way more in price. So you have to watch out for what they call the maturity of that bond fund. What's the average maturity of all their bonds? If that number is 10 or higher, that's super scary because that fund's going to get creamed when rates start moving up more. If it's a lower number, then it's not going to get hurt as much as rates go up.
So we're talking about some of the most common investment options. And Eric, you were saying, there's a different type of financial vehicle that's not an investment, And it delivers important value. So tell us what that is.
Well, in essence, it's insurance. So insurance people usually think of as, you know, your car or homeowners or, you know, stuff like that. We're talking about ones that actually have some sort of financial value, you know, to you long term for your retirement. So usually we're talking about life insurance, annuities. Sometimes you can even classify long-term care in there, but these are not necessarily an investment vehicle per se, you know, in terms of they're not a risk-based vehicle, but they can offer a lot of value that the normal stock market investments can't.
Can you kind of get into those a little bit more and talk about them one at a time? Let's start with life insurance.
Yeah, so life insurance can be a really great tool, but it depends on how you use it, right? So it's just like anything. What you want to do is you want to make sure you're using it in the right manner. So with life insurance, there's a term insurance cost. That's just the cost for what's the likelihood of you going to die in the next, you know, 1 year, 2 years, you know, time frame type of thing. That's the cost of insurance. But there's whole life, there's universal life, there's all these different types that build up cash value. So they're typically just called cash value life insurance. Now, the problem is most people buy this exactly the wrong way. They kind of do what people were doing when the housing market was going crazy. They wanted to get the biggest house with the smallest payment. And then they wondered why things didn't work out because, you know, they weren't paying anything down and then the value of the house went down, right? So same thing with life insurance. If you're the best way to buy these where you're trying to create wealth is what you do is you try to buy the least amount of death benefit. So you're having the least amount of cost in there and you're going up to the most that the government will allow you to do it before they call it a tax dodge. So there's a thing called a MEC limit, a modified endowment contract limit, and you want to get right up to that number. So maybe the normal premium, say, is, you know, $200 a month. Maybe you're going to dump $1,000 a month into this. Well, all that extra money is going straight into this tax-deferred yet accessible cash value that's going to keep growing and growing. And so that's the neat part is life insurance is the only vehicle out there that is tax deferred, yet you can touch it anytime. There's no 59 and a half rule. Anytime you want, you can take that money out. So, and if you do it right, you can also take it out tax free because you can borrow against it and put it back in. So a lot of times people do that because that way you don't have to pay any taxes even on the gain. So it's the only tax deferred vehicle out there that is accessible, you know, before you're retired in essence. And so it can be a great storehouse of wealth. And there's the fixed kind, which right now with rates being so low, aren't that great. You know, you got to watch out. There's variable life insurance. And those are the ones I think are just awful because they're in the stock market, which sounds great initially. Yet the fees and costs sometimes are just so outrageous that, you know, if you have 3 or 4% fees and upfront loads and stuff that, yeah, you're putting money in the market, but compared to an actual regular stock market investment, you know, this one's going to really, really underperform just because it's got so much extra, you know, fees and costs. So typically the best kind are the ones that are indexed where their principal's fixed, but they're earning a rate based on that, some stock index. And so those ones can do really great. They've done phenomenal, you know, in 2017 and even 2016, you know, they've really had some great earnings. So that's one of the things that can really be a great place to put some money. You can take the money out tax-free if you structure it right. So it can be a really good place to put some money that for long-term, you can have the money there.
Now, what do we need to know about annuities as maybe another potential player in our overall retirement strategy?
Yeah, well, annuities, the thing that gets people confused a lot is a lot of times people say, I don't need an annuity. I don't need a lifetime income right now. Well, that's an immediate annuity. So immediate annuities like Social Security or like a pension where it can pay you starting tomorrow and it'll pay for you as long as you're around. And you just basically, you're doing a bet on how long you're going to live. You know, you take $100,000, give it to the insurance company, there's no money left. So usually we're talking about deferred annuities. These are things where you can have a principal guarantee. You can have a lifetime income that can be turned on in 5 or 10 years. The best ones, like kind of like what I talked about with the life insurance, you want to stay away from the variable annuities. Those are the ones that have just tons and tons of fees. Those fees on average are about 3.5% to 5.5% a year. And there's just no way your money's going to grow that fast. So it'd be way better just to go straight into a normal stock market investment and keep the annuities on the fixed or ideally the fixed index ones where they're earning a rate based on the stock market. And so these are things that you need to look at. You need to build a plan, right? So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, there's no cost, no fee. We're just going to go over this and then you can decide if you want to work with us or not. So it's 408-297-9800 or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Of course, Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your costs. So you may call or text Eric today. Call them for this discovery visit that he's offering you. It's complimentary. Here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. Well, generation after generation turned here for a sense of security. But things kind of have changed here lately. So what place are we talking about here, Eric?
Well, of course, we're talking about banks. And, you know, the banks can protect your money. Really, they don't protect it themselves personally. They do it through FDIC, which is really me and you, the taxpayer, protecting them. And so what that means is, you know, they, up to $250,000, the government will come in and back up your deposits and make sure that, you know, the money's there in case that bank goes under. And so they've got just regular, obviously, savings and checking accounts that most people are familiar with. They have CDs, which are, you know, supposed to be certificates of deposit. Most people really call them certificates of disappointment or certificates of depreciation, whichever one. But you know, these things, I mean, the hard part is the rates are so, so awful right now. I mean, most banks are around the 1% range. And most people don't realize that, you know, you give $100,000 to a bank, those banks can loan sometimes up to $800,000 or $900,000 on your 100 grand. So they could be doing, you know, credit card loans. They could be doing, you know, car, home, whatever type of loans. And if a bunch of people all of a sudden can't pay back those loans, and then especially if you take your money out, boom, the bank blows up. The government has to come over and bail them out. And that's why we lost around 600 banks since the 2008-2009 crisis, is because of all that leverage that banks are under. So, you know, a lot of times people think they're the safest. I mean, they are up to 250, they're safe, but beyond that, definitely not a safe place to be.
Now that we know, you know, what the various options are, how do we make sure that we are choosing the appropriate options for our own individual situation?
Well, I mean, really, you got to go back to, you know, what's the plan, right? You know, obviously, we want to always have some money liquid. So, you know, first, yeah, what's the goal? What are you trying to use for that money? I mean, obviously, if you're looking at a bank, you're looking at safety, but do you want some growth? So that means you may need to start going into stocks. You know, what's the most important thing about any product you're buying, right? So if it's a mutual fund, if it's, you know, insurance, whatever, you know, what's the goal for that? So do you need that safety and liquidity? A lot of times I find people overpay for safety and liquidity. They think they need access to all their money, which is really silly, because if you think about it, how often have you had a $50,000 or $100,000 emergency? Yet I've got a client who's a widower, and, you know, her husband, who's been gone for almost 15 years now, always said, keep 100 grand in the checking account, not even savings account, checking account. And, you know, she doesn't have those types of emergencies, right? So, you know, how much do you need liquid? You know, don't overpay for that. And, you know, so really what you have to do is, when anytime you're picking a tool, you have to, again, go back to the plan. That really should be the first thing. You know, you don't just go pick, you know, like those dumb drug ads. You know, it's like, here, oh, that drug sounds fun. Listen to all those, you know, side effects, right? You know, ask your doctor for this drug. Why should I, you know, I don't have those. So, you know, don't pick the product first. First, you really should be doing the plan. But really, you know, so anytime you're talking about any financial vehicle, you do want to be looking at that. You know, you want to also see, you know, what things can you have access to? Because a lot of times there's only certain things that you can only get to access to through somebody like myself, or it's with a financial advisor. There's a lot of tools that we have on the institutional level that aren't for retail investors. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can't do these. You just don't have access. They're only on the institutional channel side. Some of them you have to have different licenses and, you know, registrations to be able to offer those to the general public. And so, you know, you're not going to get access to some of those things unless you're talking to somebody like me. So, you know, we've got a lot of clients, some, you know, over the years that mostly like to do a lot of the stuff themselves, but they also want access to stuff that we have. So, you know, that's one of the things that you have to look at, is maybe you have to have a financial professional just to get access to some of these. But obviously, if you're talking with a financial advisor, they're going to be able to give you a lot more options on tools and what products are out there. And then really going back, do you need, you know, what types of things do you need from these products? Do you need some principal protection? Do you need some income? You know, again, going back to that boring basic thing, what's that plan? You know, so our blueprint to worry less wealth, it's always been five things. It's first and foremost that income plan, then the investments, then tax benefits, healthcare, legacy, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth, and that's what we do for our clients.
So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call him, Eric is offering you a discovery visit today. So here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Also, check them out on their website. You can find out a wealth of great information there, wealthcreator.com. Just log on to wealthcreator.com. Eric, can you talk a little bit more? You mentioned, you know, how finding the right financial professional can really be helpful. You know, what qualities should we be looking for in a financial advisor?
Well, I hope most people would say the first thing is they listen to you, right? So you want somebody who's actually caring about what's your goals, what's your dreams. If they start off with, what's your assets? Show me your statements. You know, that should be a red flag right away. So, you know, first and foremost, you know, are they listening to what you need? Are they trying to figure out what your goals are, where you're trying to get to? Then are they asking for all that other stuff? So that should be really the first thing. Is like anytime we're meeting with clients, we have what we call a discovery meeting where we're not even going over any of their financial tools, really, where their money's at today. We're just really talking about, you know, what are you trying to achieve? What's the goals that you're trying to get to? You know, what's the important things in life for you? What do you picture retirement like? And, you know, we're trying to use our expertise to figure out how best to create those plans and to tell people what they might need. Because a lot of times you don't necessarily know what you need because you're not, you know, you haven't retired before, right? So obviously you want to look at their licensing. So, you know, how is that person licensed? If they have a thing called a registered representative, that means they have an institution called a broker-dealer. That broker-dealer says, here's all the tools you can use. So if you imagine one of those red tool chests, you know, I've got one in my garage and, you know, it's got eight different drawers on it. So if you have a registered representative, that broker-dealer says, here's the tools. You can use drawers 1, 3, and maybe 7. And the rest of the drawers are off limits because we just haven't approved them, or we don't like them, or they don't pay us enough. And so you can only use those tools. So it's not that they're hiding things from you. It's not that they're trying to be, you know, bad or whatever you want to call it. There's no malignant intent. Yeah, it's just that the fact that they just don't have access to that. So they're not going to be able to offer those things to you. And so that's going to limit your choices. That's going to limit the abilities that they have to help you out. They're supposed to start having somewhat of fiduciary responsibility to you, but it's kind of not fully into law, and it's kind of goofy, and it's only on your retirement dollars. It's not on your normal dollars. So it's very convoluted right now, but most of them truly still work under a suitability standard where it says, is this product okay for you? It could be the worst product of any product out there, but for your demographics, it's okay. So they can still sell it to you. And, you know, so that's one big problem. And mostly those people are typically working on a commission basis on all things. So, you know, when we're sitting down with anybody, what we do is, first and foremost, when we're building that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry more about having fun and enjoying life and less about your money, first thing we got to do is build that income plan. Secondly, then you get into investments, tax strategies, healthcare, legacy. And that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we'd like to do for you and your family. All you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today. No cost, no obligation. We'll go through this discovery visit. Then we'll have a strategy meeting. And then it's up to you if you want to proceed from there or not. So if you want to get this great information, it's a good time to be doing this. Take some action now. 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You're invited to an exclusive lunch event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the biggest change to the U.S. tax code is in the past 35 years. This change and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary lunch presentation in downtown San Jose. Call now to join Wealth Creator Radio host Eric Heckman as he shows you critical adjustments you need to make to help protect your life savings and retirement investments. Create a tax-efficient, tax-absent, or tax-free income now. 408-297-9800. So join us for this complimentary lunch presentation on Thursday, January 18th at 12 noon in downtown San Jose. Reservations are required. Seating is limited, so call now, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E899.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Eric.
So when people are trying to compete, which is really what the word has to be, I guess, now to get their offer accepted since there's inventory so low, often they say you should get pre-approved. And what exactly does that mean, and what types of approvals should you have?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a very competitive market out there, absolutely. There are a handful of different ways that people quantify pre-approval, approval, qualification. These are kind of my terms, but it's pretty much, you know, the way most people look at it as well. So when you call, let's say, like a 1-800 number, or you go online with an online lender and you fill out a simple form, you don't provide any documents or anything like that, a lot of times they call that a pre-approval. It's really not. It's not worth really anything. It's more like you and I kind of, you know, at a Christmas party with cocktail talking about, hey, I'm thinking about buying, and, you know, here's my story, and okay, yeah, it sounds like this might work, right? It's really more about...
So you can get pre-approved at a cocktail party.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly. Cool. Okay. Invite me over, and we're good. So it's more about what you can't do rather than what you can do, right? It's oh, I had a foreclosure yesterday. Well, yeah, it looks like we're probably not going to be able to do anything, right? Right? It's more about kind of figuring out those red flags than figuring out, yeah, it sounds like you're pre-approved up to this amount, or, you know, you... Any advice given, nothing like that can really be given.
So is it more like preliminary or something?
Yeah, you know, 30,000 foot view, okay. You know, thumb out, kind of figuring out exactly where we stand, broad stroke, that's what you're looking at. And that's a pre-qualification. A lot of times, that's all a company's going to be doing, and they're going to call it whatever they want to call it. So you really got to figure out, you know, what it is that they're going to do when you apply.
So then what would be the next step, I guess? What would be the next upper level of just, what'd you say? That was pre-qualification.
Pre-qualification, yeah. Right. So that was pre-qualification, kind of that 30,000 foot view. Kind of the next level up, and really this should be kind of the bare minimum that people do if they're really planning on buying a home, is the pre-approval, right? It's before you get the approval, you're sitting down with somebody, hopefully, or spending some in-depth time with somebody to talk about your particular financial situation and what that's going to look like. Getting into debt, buying a home, having obligations, it's the old standby. And that is essentially you're going to be sending out a handful of documents to the institution. You're going to send out 2 years tax returns, W-2s, 2 months of bank statements, assets, 1 month pay stubs. They're going to pull your credit, and they're going to really go through all of this documentation and say, okay, you've got three different credit cards open and active. They've been open for 36 months or longer. You've got, you know, X amount of income, gross income. You know, we kind of take all that together and we say your debt loads are decently good. Your debt servicing looks decent. You know, and then if you're going to sit down with somebody like O2 Mortgage, we're going to actually talk about advice, education. What is this really going to look like? Sure, you qualify for something, but where are you comfortable? What's affordable?
Can you afford it? And
yeah, exactly.
How's it going to change your lifestyle and those types of things, right?
Absolutely. You know, getting in before, you know, knowing before you get in.
And so what would you call that level?
So that would be what I would consider pre-approved, right?
Okay.
You've come in, you've sat with a salesperson.
Not qualified, but actually really approved.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They've actually looked at your documents, your hard documents, and said, okay, I've looked at everything, I've calculated everything, I've pulled credit, there shouldn't be any gotchas, shouldn't be anything coming up later. So with that, they go through it all and say, you're pre-approved to X amount.
Okay.
My biased opinion, sit down with somebody who's actually going to step through the process with you and discuss what you can actually afford with you, pull back that curtain, talk about what it's going to feel like after all the different benefits of owning a home, so you can get a better sense of
property tax and other things that people forget, and repairs and all those.
Maintenance, it's a big expensive thing. It's deteriorating over time. You're going to have to put new paint on it every once in a while, and a new roof, you know, every 10, 15 years. So, you know, considering those things, it's important to understand that.
Right.
So that would be pre-approved. That's the old standby.
Okay.
Really, what that's going to do is make you look like everybody else in the Bay Area when you're making an offer. And I always tell people, look, when you find your dream home and you want to make an offer, just know that's probably somebody else's dream home too, and you're going to be competing. It's not, you know, back in the day, you know, you look in the newspaper, you see a home, you call up the seller, and hey, I'd like to buy your home, and the deal's done, right? That's long gone today. So what we offer is to get fully under it. And this is kind of the last step you can really take.
Okay.
Get fully under it. And so it's not pre-qualification. It's not that cocktail conversation anymore. Pre-approved, you sent in all your documents. They've crunched numbers. They've qualified you, hopefully given you some education advice as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the fully underwritten piece, it's basically saying, okay, we're going to take a hypothetical home. You say you want to buy up to $1 million, Eric. Okay, great. So we're going to assume that you just bought a $1 million home. We're going to send that in to an underwriter. That underwriter is going to review it all as if you're in the process of buying today and issue you out an official approval, not pre-approval.
Real approval. Okay.
Exactly. Big rubber stamp. It's green. It says approved on it. You're approved. What that allows you to do is you can go to your seller and say, hey, I'm no longer pre-approved like all these other people. I'm actually approved. And if a seller and really the listing agent knows their stuff, they know, okay, if anybody's going to screw up a deal, it's going to be the lender.
Right.
So that's already taken care of now.
Okay. That's obviously if you want to be in the strongest position for bidding wars and all that stuff, that's going to put you a lot higher up the food chain there.
Absolutely. You know, you're looking at multiple offers these days. You're looking at overbidding pretty much most neighborhoods, most markets, doing pretty much anything you can to put yourself above and beyond the pack is going to help you out. And a big piece of that is going to be getting fully underwritten. And it's now it allows you to go in without the risk of, because lots of people these days are going in without any contingencies at all, basically saying, hey, if the home doesn't appraise, if I find an issue with the property, and the big one, if the lender made a mistake and they can't actually offer me financing, I'm still going to buy the home or you can take my deposit.
Right.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
So if you can at least go in and say, hey, my lender has already underwritten it. It's done. I don't need to worry about that piece. Then at least you can tell the seller, I don't need to put something in the contract saying, let me make sure that I'm really approved, not just pre-approved, before I release my deposit.
Yeah, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. So talking about, so that's the different levels of approval. So obviously you fully underwritten would be by far the best. And I mean, sometimes people are shopping around and going to different, you know, maybe they're trying to get several different places. Obviously, you don't want to get fully underwritten at several places, I wouldn't think, right? It would be probably better just to find the best rate and then...
Yeah, I mean, to be completely transparent and honest, one other thing that is really beneficial for getting fully underwritten is the time frame, right? So you can make an offer and say, I'm going to close in a couple of weeks rather than a month or longer.
So right,
if
speed
you
it
don't,
up.
Right? So you're speeding up that process. It really shortens your ability to shop for a loan, right? So you really have to do your shopping ahead of getting into contract. What that eliminates is you can't really price compare. You have to just say, well, they seem like they have competitive prices, seem like their rates are decent, but the problem is, in my world, interest rates change many times in a day. Today I might be better than somebody else, and tomorrow it might be vice versa, but the differences are usually pretty nuanced, right? They're
right.
Very minimal.
Not huge.
Yeah. So you really it eliminates your ability to do that because you don't have a month where you can spend a week to really price compare. You've already made up your mind. You're already fully underwritten. You know, unless you have enough time, if they come back and say, you know, it's 20% interest, well, boy, that's, you know, way above and beyond anything
right.
I really want, right? So you have enough to kind of make a switch if you really have to, but in all likelihood, you'll want to stay with that underwriter, that lender who's fully underwritten your file.
Okay. Yeah, so what else? Any other things that we should be really knowing?
Yes. Actually, what people a lot of times ask me is the time frame of all this. So pre-qualification, you know, that's that 30,000-foot view. The time frame is indefinite, right? Until something changes with that 30,000-foot view of, hey, my income is this, my debt load is this, my credit score is this, it really doesn't change, right? You can
right.
be pre-qualified for the rest of your life if nothing changes, right?
Right.
Because the pre-approval process takes in consideration actual hard documents, there is a time frame with that. And usually that's within a couple of months. With a fully underwritten file, there's a hard, you know, it's approved up to a certain time frame and then it expires and then okay. you need to get re-underwritten.
What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. We're O2 Mortgage. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. Or you can find us on the web, o2mtg.com.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network, here today with Eric Heckman, and you have been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Of course, Eric gives you solid and independent personalized financial advice. Basically, he's offering that to you today. All you need to do is call us during the show. The number is 408-297-9800. Eric is offering you a complimentary discovery visit today. And of course, he has over 25 years of experience. So it might be a good idea to take him up on this if you have any questions about retirement. Again, call or text now. You can create that blueprint to worryless wealth. 408-297-9800. Today, we've been talking about making the right choices in our investments. And any final thoughts for us today, Eric, on this topic?
Well, it's just more about, again, I always say it always goes back to the plan, but yeah, you do need to have some sort of plan. But anytime you're really talking about a product, again, why are you buying that? And well, first of all, what is it, right? So if it's a variable annuity where most people I've ever met have no idea and have no concept of all the fees and costs, and if they really saw it for what it is, 95% of the people would probably never ever put money into them. But, you know, what is that product? So what are the terms, costs, you know, benefits, everything out there? And then why that particular one? So if it's a stock or a mutual fund, why that one compared to all the other ones? Or why that financial product? And then, you know, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to hold it for how long, and under what circumstances are you going to get out of it? That's always the big one. And so having that kind of that investment policy statement, having that plan ahead of time, it really helps you remove the emotion out of things, because nobody ever wants to sell stuff when it drops, even though you, lots of times it does make sense to bail out instead of writing something down. And, you know, but sometimes also in like 2008, 2009, if you're, you know, in a mostly general invested mutual funds, you probably should not have bailed at all, because you knew it was going to come back eventually, especially if you didn't need the money. So again, it's what's the goals, what's the timelines you have, all those types of things. So you always want to go back to that and having that plan. You know, the other thing to think about is, you know, really we were talking about growth, preservation or safety, income and liquidity. Now, income's kind of more of a side benefit from a lot of investments, but really the growth, the safety and liquidity, every investment gives you two out of those three things. So again, you got to know, what are you trying to do for that one particular tool? And, you know, when we're sitting down with somebody, that's the first thing we're doing, is we're building that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about having, you know, your portfolio and where your money's at. We want you to worry more about having fun, enjoying life, retiring, and just doing what you want to do. So first and foremost, we build that income plan. Is your money going to be there for the rest of your life? How can we make sure it's going to be there? How's it going to come out? What's the taxes going to look like? So then that tells us what investment tools we should be using. That also talks about how to do tax strategy along the way, healthcare issues, legacy issues. We get all those 5 points, the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we want to do for you and your family. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, no cost, no obligation, you just need to give us a call, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. And of course, you can always find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com, where we also have podcasts of the show, and you can always listen to past episodes. So that's all for this week. We'll have you back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.